Hello and welcome to Mei Wei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufel, and in today's episode, Professor Mark Frost will highlight two important herbs for dispelling wind cold and wind heat, Song Erza and Xin Yi Hua. Mark Frost, MSTCM and licensed acupuncturist, is the chair of the Herbal Medicine Department at the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco, California. Professor Frost teaches in both the master's and doctoral programs, serves as a clinical supervisor in the college's community clinic, and has had a private practice in San Francisco for over 30 years. He is the author of numerous articles on Chinese herbal medicine and has presented at several TCM conferences since 2014.
Welcome again to Mei Wei's Herbalist Corner. I'm Mark Frost, Department Chair of Herbal Medicine of the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine. Today we're going to talk about two wonderful herbs that are appropriate for the winter and the spring, Song Erza and Xin Yi Hua. And both of these herbs are in Song Erzan, classic formula from 1253, originally used to primarily treat external wind heat in the sinuses and nasal passages. Why don't we go ahead and talk about Song Erza first? Song Erza is sweet, bitter, and warm. And the bitterness of this herb is very interesting and kind of highlights the nature of how this herb works. Also, it's important to understand that besides opening the sinuses and nasal passages, Song Erza also has the effect of clearing the channels and collaterals. It's used for B syndrome and wind damp B. Its bitterness gives it the ability to dry dampness, and its sweet warmth warms and opens the channels. What makes this herb particularly unique in Song Erzan and the way that Song Erza and Xin Yi Hua work together is Song Erza goes a little bit deeper. Because it dredges the channels and collaterals and can be used for B syndrome, it goes a little bit deeper into the underlying channels and the blood vessels and opens up the deeper vessels. Likewise, the bitterness has a bit of an astringent property and shrinks the mucous membranes of the sinuses and nasal passages by its bitterness. And actually, one of the old traditional contraindications for Song Erza is it shouldn't be taken with pork because it'll give indigestion. Pork tends to be a little bit greasy, and this herb reduces secretions in the stomach. Also interesting with Song Erza is that research has shown that this is very, very effective in treating rhinitis. They did some studies and found that, I think it was, 99% success rate in treating rhinitis. Opposed to that and working with it is Xin Yi Hua. This is the magnolia flower. And Xin Yi Hua is spicy and warm. Its functions are to dispel wind and cold and open up the sinuses and nasal passages. This herb being spicy has a greater ability to ascend and open. So whereas Song Erza shrinks the mucous membranes and opens up the channels at a little bit deeper level, Xin Yi Hua, in its aromatic nature, opens up the sinuses and nasal passages and disperses outward. So you have Song Erza working on the deeper layer to open up the channels and drain accumulation and stagnation. And then Xin Yi Hua, with its spicy aromatic nature, opens and disperses. So they work quite well together, and that's why this is a traditional combination. Xin Yi Hua has also been shown to reduce secretions and dilate the fine capillaries in the nose. So together in Song Erzan, this is an extraordinary pair for dispelling both wind cold and wind heat. Traditionally used primarily for wind heat, but can be used for dispelling wind cold as well. And the history behind its being used for wind heat is that in the earlier text it says to dispel heat from congestion, drive it outward. And so that spicy warm nature of the two herbs has that driving out nature. It seems somewhat counterintuitive. You would think normally for heat you would want a clear heat, but actually we use the spicy warmth to drive it right out of the surface of the body. Wonderful pairing. When you use it in raw form, you have to make sure you pound up the Xin Yi Hua and you add it just the last few minutes to really capture those aromatic oils, and you get a superior effect in terms of opening up the sinuses and nasal passages. It can be used for Song Erzan, and these herbs can be used either for hay fever and allergies and things like that, or wind cold or wind heat external invasion. All right, that's all for today. Bye now.
Today's episode was originally from Mayway's Herbalist Corner video series. If you would like to watch the video, you can access it in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In next week's episode, you'll hear from David Heron on the skin condition Purple Patch Wind. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on Meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.